Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, all over the grams, I keep seeing these stories about something called slop face.
Yeah.
Give me the deets on
Okay, so they're saying that people in Hollywood are all starting to have the same face. And they are so accurate with it. So the term slop face comes from AI, right? We're seeing a lot of AI slop. We're also seeing a lot of filters and corrections on Instagram. Like, everyone's trying to be so perfect. And they're like, think back to the last several decades of movie stars specifically now. And think of like Al Pacino, Sylvester Stallone, Meryl Streep.
Will Ferrell.
Adam Sandler. Sandra Bullock for a female example there. There was a time when they all didn't share a certain look. They all looked different. I mean, they all looked great in their own right or unique or whatever. They all had their own look, though, and they didn't all start to look the same. And today, there is a theme, and
there's
a writer who came out. So The Hollywood Reporter, somebody wrote an article about it, and he had some really, really good points. They're like, when was the last time you saw a star under 40 with less than perfect teeth? What about a bald spot or a large nose? How about a lead actress in a movie with a BMI over 30 or a shirtless leading actor with washboard abs? I mean, as much as our society is very much like,
it's so true.
Embrace our looks and there's
no judgment.
Exactly. There's so much judgment. And
what's the last thick guy? I can think of one thick guy. Jack Black.
Well, even then, he, has had times in his career where he's been very svelte. He's been very in shape.
Generally, though, we got the Ryan Reynolds and the Chris Hemsworths and The Rock.
Absolutely.
Even Tom Cruise has a rockin' bod still.
And they're saying,
Hugh Jackman.
A big part of where this Hollywood Reporter, it hit him, and that's where they wanted to write this story, was they were at a party where there was a bunch of older news people in the room. There was also a bunch of younger, like, CW Channel 2 people in there who had the long hair extensions and the big lips and the eyelash extensions, and they all looked the same as compared to the older people who had different looks about them.
Wow.
So it was very telling.
It's eye-opening.
And it makes you think, like, I know we all want to look good and we all want to feel good about ourselves, but we also want to embrace what makes us unique, because there is no other you. Remember that you are the only you.
Oh my God, Dr. Phil,
it was the best at being you.
My own personal slop face is when I'm shoving barbecue into my mouth with a little coleslaw on the side, and I got just stuff on my face because I'm just shoveling in.
Yeah.
That's my slop face.
You know what? That's sexy to me, Jer.
Yeah. Katie's got chicken juice all over her face.
Yeah.
That's slop face.
Stay sexy. What?
We won't tell you what's on Josh's face.
Can I just say?
What?
I wish more people came out and told us what happened at that wedding. I know they were all sworn to secrecy and signed NDAs and everything.
I was laying in bed staring at the ceiling last night.
You're telling me somebody like Somber can't come out and tell us what happened? Like, come on,
they signed NDAs,
girl.
I know
they did, but it's like nobody's saying nothing. They must really respect Taylor and
Travis. It's really weird, though, isn't
it?
Somebody who thrives on entertainment and look at me, that was kept so private,
which I kind of like. It's like, I get it, you want to keep
personal. Be a photo release.
You know what there's going to be?
Photo dump.
There's going to be a coffee table book that you can get exclusively
on
our website.
Target or something. Yes.
Exactly what it's going to be.
You're right.
Don't make money off of it. They are money machines. They will bank off this for sure. They'll recoup all the costs.
And we wish them nothing but the best.
Although they probably already have just in interest payments on what they got.
My God.
Yeah. All right, guys. 15 minutes. Yes. Let me see. I'll round up 20 seconds. 15 minutes away from Fast Five. Set your reminder. Be ready to call in and have some fun and possibly walk away with some Hillary Duff concert tickets. 7:30 today with JKJ. Real quick, there's a 76-year-old woman in Florida named Nancy, little Nancy Pants. She received her new license plates in the mail recently, and she couldn't believe what she saw.
Oh.
You might want to write this down so you can kind of puzzle it out. Here's what her license plate says. SQZ-A55. Squeeze ass.
Getting a lot of love, is she? I would love that license plate.
Squeeze ass. So here's the thing. Nancy didn't order these vanity plates. Sweet little 76-year-old Nancy. Just a random assignment. Oh, I got an email. First, she went ballistic And then she added, you know what? I got kind of chill about this in the past few days because the ladies that live in the senior community with me, they say, hey, just drive around with them. Have some fun with
Absolutely.
This. Absolutely. She might like a few honks with her squeeze arse license plates.
Nancy's gotten so much action since she got these plates.
The state offered to replace them for free, but she's like, nah, I'll go ahead and keep them.
She needs to. This is the best thing ever.
It's Florida, too, so it's definitely a Florida story, but how cute is that when you're 76 and your license plates say squeeze ass?
Yes, because she's retired. She's just living life. And she's
loving it.
You know, this is what she has to look forward to. That's awesome.
So speaking of squeezing some booty, Katie is anticipating the arrival of Chicago guy.
Yeah, he's coming tomorrow.
This guy that she's been lusting after for
I love him.
Years a decade.
And years.
Like
5 years. Years.
5 years, but I love him.
A lot of back and forth. It's a very toxic relationship.
I know, you guys do not like him.
It's not going to amount to anything, but he is coming into town tomorrow.
Yeah.
Katie's going to be waiting at the airport with a sign.
I'm so excited.
The sign's going to say squeeze ass
yes,
on it.
Yes, it is. It is.
And you guys are spending the weekend together.
Yeah.
So much so that we're going to be checking in with Katie, actually, throughout the morning on your adventure to the airport and picking this clown up.
I know.
But you said that you're preparing for this.
I am.
We got to keep it fairly PG because we got a lot of kids listening.
I know.
Fast Five's coming up.
Absolutely.
How you been preparing?
Well, and I just want to start it like this. Now I have multiple things on the list of women and just, you know, maintenance things that I won't do by myself anymore. I have tried to give myself a pedicure, and now I have tried to wax myself. Let me tell you. That is not something you should trust me with. It is not. So someone told me that, you know, because you can go get that done and it's like $30-$40, something like that. And so somebody said, you know, you can get that, the strips at any retail store and it's like $10 and you get a box of 20 strips and you just peel them apart.
Sure.
You lay
Play
them
some.
On where you need to strip the hair and then you pull it back, right? So here I am like, this looks so easy. And I had to get a tan yesterday too. So right before I got my tan, I'm like, oh crap, I forgot I have to wax. So first of all,
would you peel the tan off if you were to do it after?
Yeah, really? Probably.
Because it's a spray tan.
But also,
you'd peel the skin.
So much more. So I put the little wax thing where I need it to be, and I guess like
we're all thinking about that.
I know. Well, and you're not supposed to put it in a crevice, and I didn't like.
You
so,
were in a
like,
crevice.
Well, this is where your leg and the
yeah,
you know,
where you
meet.
Meet.
So right
your
there,
joint
I put
area.
It, and so like I have it there. And I pull it back, and let me just, first of all, if you've never done that.
Ouchie.
Ouch. Ouch. And then I had to do it 3 more times, and I was like, that's why people pay for this.
3 times? How hairy
so
were you?
Hard to do this.
Got Sasquatch over here. Oh, what is this, 1970?
No, shut up. No, the strips are this big. So you
is that what it is? Yeah.
8.5 by 11 sheets.
Sweaty doggy about it.
You got an alpaca over here.
So anyway, the first one comes off fine, but it hurts. Mm. And I'm like, oh, I really have to brace myself for these next couple.
Put your hand on the wall.
So then, I'm thinking I don't have to do it as hard. And so I try and softly pull it back, and it didn't work. And then the wax just stuck to me.
Oh.
And then the wax started going everywhere.
Oh.
I've got it on my arm. I've got it on my toe. There's wax on my elbow, and I don't even know how it got there. Oh. And then getting that stuff off in the shower, pretty much impossible.
Yeah,
it's not happening. Like, it's not happening. So then I'm Googling, how do I take off this wax off my body?
Like, and paint thinner, like, I think, is the answer.
It said, there should be some strips in the box that help you. And then I look in the box, I'm like, oh, there it is.
Was it like an alcohol wipe?
It's like an Aragon
you didn't
kind of
check?
Wipe thing. I did not check, Josh. I was
panic
so
mode.
Spraying
panic.
Windex on herself.
Oh, my God. I had baby wipes, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. But anyway, so then after that, I have to go get the tan still, right?
Oh, so then burning.
And I told her, I was like, listen, I did something kind of stupid. Like 20 minutes ago, I decided to wax off like all of this. And she was like, here's a baby wipe. I'm like, no, I already did that. I already did that. It didn't really work. So then my problem is the parts where the wax is still sticking to my body.
It's not tan,
the tan
right?
didn't adhere.
Yeah.
So I have the funniest
tan
line
down
right
there.
I can't. How do you explain that?
Well,
like, how do I explain?
Lights off.
Like, I know.
Lights
it was
off.
A weird day at the pool.
How am I going to explain this?
I fell asleep funny at the pool.
I know. So like, I'm just going to add that to the list of things that I should not do by myself. I'm going to pay for that from now on, and now I know why.
At least get a friend over or something to help you next time.
I know. I do need to call a friend next time because that is not a solo kind of job.
This is just the beginning of a disastrous weekend.
No,
I am thinking for you.
No, don't say that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing.
I have questions for you, too, I want to talk about later on the show in regards to where he's staying.
What do you mean?
And how you're going to do your business. I have questions about it. Let's talk about that later in the show.
Okay.
This weekend's going to be a disaster. Don't eat any lettuce.
I know. Oh.
Katie off the air was like, have you seen the Texas Roadhouse hack? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's like my favorite place ever.
And it is what so is good. It? And we all love their buns and honey butter, right? Those rolls that
yes,
Texas
we do.
Roadhouse
That's
rolls
my
out.
Nickname
Yummy.
Outside the studio.
Your honey butter buns.
Buns and honey butter.
Well, did you know when you roll into Texas Roadhouse and they bring you that basket of delicious rolls, you can ask them to turn around and take those rolls right back to the kitchen, cut them in half, and grill them on the flat top.
Why?
Because it makes them crispy and crunchy and delicious. It's so good.
What?
So you can ask them to grill your buns, and they'll do it for you free of charge. And it's
I have never heard of this
yes,
before.
And it's essentially something people
so you're
do
just toasting them.
All the time. You're just toasting them, but they put them on the flat top. And that is the difference because you got to create that crust. And then you have to have, you know.
There might be a little steak grease on there, too.
Oh, the steak grease
soak
makes
it up a little bit.
The beefy goodness.
Here's some beefy goodness.
It's so good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you just like level up those honey butter buns.
That's the big hack, huh?
What is wrong with that? I've been asking.
That's a hack?
Yes. You didn't hear about it
to
before
toast
I told
bread
you.
Bread is a hack?
You had no idea. You could ask these people to turn back and bring them back into the kitchen.
I got a question. Are you allowed to ask for some of that cinnamon butter to go? Can you take it to go?
I just did that the other day.
He's like, give me some of that butter to go.
And I got two extra cases. Yeah, you get two extra cases and some rolls to go on
the
road.
What's a case? Like just a little
Well, not
tub?
Like a little, a dollop. They do two little dollops.
Like, Philip, just put it right there in my pocket.
Yeah.
You hold right your pocket hand. Out. Fill it up.
Please, right here. Honey butter, little man.
Cargo
put
pants.
That stuff in my hand.
You're running out to your car with a handful of butter in the 90-degree heat right now. This was a bad idea. This was a really bad idea.